Our next guest is only 16 years old, but when she plays her banjo and sings, Nora Brown is an old soul. That's from Nora's 2021 Tiny Desk Concert for NPR. Next week, the music prodigy turns 17, and next month, she releases her third album. This one is called Long Time to Be Gone. Here's the first single off that album.
Under my bed, you can set your little satchel. On my hand, you'll lay your hand. If you'll be my little darling, I will be your little man.
That song is called Little Satchel, and Nora Brown joins me now from New York City. Nora, what a treat. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. And look, I don't want to dwell on your age, but it is kind of hard to ignore. You are so young. You've already accomplished so much. What's driving you to do this when you could be out doing what all the other 16-year-olds are doing?
Yeah, well, honestly, it's kind of a tricky one because I started so young. And at 6 years old, I wasn't like, oh my God, I love old-time traditional music. I mean, obviously, I did enjoy playing it, but that wasn't necessarily something that came out of my mouth, but something that definitely drives me is the stories that it holds and the kind of time capsule quality that it has, where you play a song and it completely connects you to an entirely different time period and also like a specific story or instance that you could have never experienced, but you have this little capsule of it. And I also really enjoy the fact that you can kind of express yourself individually, but at the same time, draw from the playing of others and kind of express yourself through music that's been created by those before you. And I feel like that's something that you can't really find in a lot of other musical spaces.
Yeah. So let's hear you play just a little bit more. This is a classic. This is Cumberland Gap. That's as well known as it is. Do you try to put your own approach on it, your own spin?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question because that's something that's a big part of my playing and I think a big part of traditional music in general. It's often the case that, you know, when you learn from somebody solely by ear and don't have this kind of a written copy of that music, it's bound to change, not always purposely, although sometimes it's also creates a space where you're able to purposely alter music, which is kind of cool too. And that's, I both unconsciously and consciously change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unconsciously. I wonder if you have a theory about where that comes from inside of you. It's almost like a fingerprint, right?
Yeah, it's sort of interesting. In school, I actually ended up doing a research project about the folk process and about how music changes and kind of what that has to do with how we learn it. And old-time music, the community that it creates, often can be a really welcoming community for personal and self-expression because there's like not often like a lot of songs being written. You know, people need an outlet for their own kind of artistic touch, you know? And I think that that's kind of a cool way to do it while at the same time respecting that tradition and, yeah.
How about some more music? This is Southern Texas.
Went down in Southern Texas. Thank you.
Love that song. You know, gosh, your voice. I mentioned you were an old soul at the top. I mean, you can hear it right there. You live in New York City, in Brooklyn, and you make this music that's got its roots in Appalachia, Kentucky, Tennessee, that sort of thing. You couldn't be further away from there, culturally, in New York City.
Right.
Does that sometimes feel weird to you?
Yeah, I mean, all the time. It's a big part of your identity, where you're from, for everyone. And culturally, this music is very centered around location. You know, although it was really played all over the United States at one point. And yeah, I think that being from Brooklyn, being from not the mountains, it's something that's really important to me, is visiting these places and learning about the music, and kind of, you know, if I'm going to play it and share it with people and record music, it doesn't really make sense to do that unless I have my own connection to it and also have a well-rounded knowledge of what exactly I'm playing.
Have you considered, as your sound evolves, have you considered taking the banjo into something with a more contemporary folk or Americana feel?
Yeah, for sure. That's something that I experiment with sometimes, and I definitely enjoy kind of seeing the banjo being taken to those places by other people. I don't know, it's a little bit of uncharted territory for me, and I feel like nervous in that area of musicianship. But it's fun to kind of learn contemporary tunes on the banjo, which I do sometimes.
Did any of that show up on this new album?
I'm going to say definitely not, but... You know,
well, that's okay. Now, listen, you're sticking to the tradition. And actually, I want to ask you about a song that's related to that, and a song that you considered not putting on the album because of its, frankly, its problematic racist history. You call this song Wade's Tune. That is not what it was originally called, but let's listen to a little bit of it. The original title of this was called Half Shaved, and then it also included the N-word. So, Nora, how did you grapple with putting a song like that on your album, and why did you decide to go ahead and do it?
Part of the reason that I put it on the record was to kind of create a space where I could kind of talk about how it's not just the songs with problematic titles, it's not just the songs that have offensive lyrics or words in them, it's the tradition in general, and we have to kind of acknowledge that a lot of this music was preserved by people who held racist beliefs. A lot of that music that we worship, you know, was played by racists. And that's something that I feel like it's a little bit looked over, like, oh, yeah, this is a safe tune, when there's no, like, offensive lyrics or obvious offensive history. It's a hard question. Can we, like, give these songs new lives by just changing the title? I don't really know. I don't know if changing the words can really solve the context that the songs were played in or anything like that. But I do know that despite this, the music does hold stories and history that is worth preserving. And we also have to remember that it's not a white tradition, and it's not something that was just kept alive by white folks.
Well, in fact, the banjo has its original, its roots.
Yeah, the banjo
Africa.
Is a great example. Right. The banjo is an African instrument, and a lot of old-time music, most of it has African-American roots. And yeah, so I kind of felt like that would be a good place to kind of talk about that, with that tune kind of being the seed.
Well, it's tough stuff to grapple with at this stage of your career, at this stage of your life, but I do want to go back to your age for just a minute before we let you go, because you have a gift, and you do have your entire life ahead of you. So, you know, what's your plan? Do you plan on being a musician for the rest of your life?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I definitely know I always want to play music, but is that my life career path? I plan on going to college and kind of learning some stuff. I'm interested in environmental activism and open to kind of anything, really.
Well, us old people are listening to you, envious of all the wonderful options you have ahead. We're going to go out on this song. It's called Will Davenport's Tune. You said it is one of your favorites. Just briefly tell me why, and then we'll hear it.
I just feel like it has this kind of nice simplicity to it, but I feel like it holds a musical complexity. But something about the rhythm and the way that the tune comes across is something that's really, really nice to play for me. And also, I feel like it's just something cool to listen to.
It is cool to listen to. 16-year-old banjo sensation Nora Brown, her third album, Long Time to Be Gone, it's out at the end of August. We'll link you to her NPR Tiny Desk concert at hereandnow.org. Nora Brown, congratulations. Thank you. We wish you a long career of just bringing down the house. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.